Hey there, Molly Kaiser here, and you are listening to the Booty Call Podcast. This podcast is for photographers who shoot boudoir or want to break into shooting boudoir. I call these photographers booty babes. A booty babe is a photographer who is committed to empowering more women through the art of boudoir photography. A booty babe is ready to throw away all of their past excuses and turn their passion for boudoir into a full-time photography business. A booty babe doesn't let anyone or anything get in the way of their goal to help others while changing their life and business for the better every day. All right, so say it with me. I am a booty babe. Now let's get to the show. Hey, booty babes. Hey guys, what's going on? Why you are doing your clients a disservice by decorating your studio yourself is what we're going to be talking about today. So for all those studios that I've had, I've decorated them myself. And the problem with that is that you are busy. You're probably not an interior designer. Even if you are, it's hard to design your own space. You don't want to spend money on it when it's like your own thing. And so I found this website called Havenly. Let me know in the comments if you've heard of it. It's Havenly, Havenly. And basically for either $79 or $199, you can choose the option that you want. They will actually, all you have to do is take measurements of your space, tell them what it's used for, tell them what you're hoping to get out of it, and they will literally design your space for you, and then you can approve it, give feedback. They give you like 3 or 4 different rounds of revisions, and then once it's decided upon, they actually give you like a 3D mock-up of all the different pieces in your studio space, like chairs, you know, the bed, rugs, all this kind of stuff. And then they put below all of those items in your shopping cart, and you can choose to buy them through them with just like one click. Or you can go out and find similar pieces on your own, you know, cheaper. So for me, I bought, I'd say about 50% through them, and I bought about 50% through Wayfair. Wayfair has a business program that you can sign up for if you own a business, which AKA is all of you guys. And you get super steep discounts on everything that's business related. And it's also a write-off, which is super cool. And my new studio space is going to be the best decorated studio space I've ever had. Simply because I'm using Havenly. But the studio space that I had in Eau Claire before we moved 2 weeks ago, one of my photography clients actually was an interior designer, and she offered to design my space for me. So she picked out all the colors. I literally gave her my credit card and gave her a budget, and she went and bought all the furniture. She put it all together. Just Google Havenly. And then, yeah, so she went out and did everything, and the space turned out amazing. Like, she picked colors and things that I would have never picked. And here's the thing, like, not only is your space gonna turn out better, not only is it gonna save you time, but like, your pictures are actually gonna look better if you put effort into your space. And not all of you guys are gonna be at this point yet, right? Like, you have to save up and get to that point. In the beginning, I shot on an airbed. I shot in hotels, clients' houses. You know, you do what you have to do. But, you know, once you have, you know, $199 and maybe some money for furniture and you have a studio space, you definitely want to take the time to hire a professional designer or just use Havenly because it's so much cheaper than a professional designer. And what's crazy is my last studio, the one that I had professionally designed, I was so nervous because it was literally just in the basement of my house. I was so nervous that my clients were not going to like it. And what's funny is because my last studio space had like gorgeous hardwood floors, big open windows. It was a commercial building. And I was just like, oh, I wonder if they're going to feel weird going into my house. I wonder if they're going to feel weird. You know, it's just like a basement, right? And what's funny is I had more clients tell me that they liked that space better. And I think it's because I had it professionally designed. I think that they, because like you would have never been able to know that it was a basement of our house. Like, it looked so cool and so swanky. And I think it actually helped us. We sold our house in just 2 days. I think it actually helped us how cool the basement looked. So anyways, your pictures are going to be a lot better when you take time to make your space look really good. And again, even if you're just shooting on an airbed, like, you know, find a really cool rug that looks really swanky, like, find some really nice sheets, like, do stuff like that to make, because the things that are going to make your photos go from, like, amateur to pro are going to be, like, obviously your posing is very, very important. The lighting is very, very important. The facial expressions are very important. Also, the background, the setting, all that kind of stuff, and the professional hair and makeup. That's all going to be very, very, very crucial in, in you having success with that. So, okay, back to the regular scheduled programming. Your picture's going to be so much better, like I said. Designing it yourself is a total waste of time. Like, you should be focusing on your marketing and your sales and your clients and taking better pictures and all of that stuff. You shouldn't be wasting your time. Because, like, it seems like it's not going to take you a lot of time to, like, design your studio and go out and get all the pieces and everything. But, like, it is a lot of work. It will literally take you weeks. Like, do not waste your time doing that. Use Havenly. Rick put it below. Havenly. It's $79 option or $199 option. It's so cool. I cannot wait to show you guys my mock-up once I have it. It is so cool. So far, I've had them design our living room, my office, our patio, and both of my studio rooms. And like I said, you guys, the last studio that I had professionally designed, I had the most sales ever from that studio. All the sets in the background looked absolutely amazing. I didn't have to pick out colors or paint anything or go shopping or do any of that stuff. I was able to focus on my business. And I know it's kind of like fun to go shopping, but even if you're good at design or you think you're good at design, they're going to do a better job at it. Like, that's their one thing that they do, right? Where it would kind of be like you trying to hire a hobby photographer. Like, you're obviously better at it because that's the one thing that you do, right?
Thanks so much for listening to the Booty Call podcast. Remember, if you loved this episode, leave me a review and tell me why. I absolutely love reading each and every single one. And also be sure to go to boudoircertified.com/case. That's boudoircertified.com/CASE. To see all of our student success stories and for you to schedule your 30-minute strategy session with either me or a Booty Shorts coach. See you next time.